Divine Mercy Novena, Day 7. Hello, friends, and welcome to our journey to Torrents of Grace as we seek Jesus' divine mercy through this 9-day novena. Thank you for watching. So today, on this 7th day, we are praying for a very, very special group of people that I misunderstood previous years in doing this novena. So who are we praying for?
Well, today, Jesus says, "Today bring to me the souls who especially venerate and glorify my mercy, and immerse them in my mercy. These souls sorrowed most over my passion and entered most deeply into my spirit. They are living images of my compassionate heart. These souls will shine with a special brightness in the next life. Not one of them will go into the fire of hell. I shall particularly defend each one of them at the hour of death."
Amen. So, do you have initial thoughts with this one?
Well, just how he just says, I will go personally and defend each one of them at the hour of death. And I think, you know, with the Hail Mary, like, Our Lady will be with us at the hour of death. But also to have Jesus there with us, defending us, wouldn't that be amazing? But like Ken was saying, you know, in the previous years, I immediately thought people who venerate my mercy are those who spread devotion to divine mercy or who love the divine mercy, you know, those who show mercy towards other people. But actually when you read like...
Read commentaries, yes, and read the text a little bit clearer, this is not who the text is referring to, according, yes, to what we've read in our understanding. So, who is it?
Well, I still think it's still very good, okay, to very follow good. Divine mercy, yeah, and people who honored Christ's passion and stuff like that, like, mm-hmm, for sure.
But we're not zeroing in on those people today.
Today, we're actually praying for those who are victim souls and contemplatives. Mm-hmm. That's who we're praying for today.
Because if we read what Jesus says as he's speaking to St. Faustina, mm-hmm, he's talking about that they carry his image and likeness within their bodies. Maybe I'll just read that. They are living images of my compassionate heart. How do you know you're a living image of Jesus' compassionate heart? Who are those people? Well, how was Jesus' compassion demonstrated? That's what we have to ask. Well, it was through his passion. Through his passion on the stations of the cross, he bears when we look at the wounds, we see Jesus' compassion. When we look at the stations of the cross and his suffering, we see mercy in motion. So who are those people in this world that resemble the living image of Jesus in this way? Those who carry within their bodies suffering, and then who offer it to Jesus for the salvation of the world. We call this redemptive suffering. And there's certain souls within this world who suffer greatly, mm-hmm, and they've been given a very particular grace, a gift of faith to be able to offer this ongoing suffering to Jesus for the salvation of the world. Mm-hmm. And so those are the people that we pray for, and they win great, great, great grace for the world. And some maybe are watching this video, and maybe you're experiencing right now chronic pain. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've never experienced chronic pain. I've had a little bit of pain in my life compared to some people. Mine is really, really minimal. But I've spoken with some people, just recently got off the phone with a gentleman, chronic pain for the last 5 years, really bad. And he says some days he just wants everything to end. While God has permitted in a mysterious way for him, he's allowed the suffering. So what can we do with this chronic pain? We can reject it or we can give it to Jesus. Really, chronic pain, after you've done what everything you can do, what else can you do except give it to Jesus or fight against it? I think we should do everything within our power to look after our bodies and get proper medical attention. Mm-hmm. But after that point, if there's nothing that can be done and Jesus has allowed this pain to continue in our life, we should not waste it. We should not waste any suffering in our life. But there are certain souls that have chronic pain, chronic suffering. So we pray for those to be given the grace to give it to Jesus and those who actually are. Mm-hmm. Because eternity is changed. It's a powerful way to pray to offer suffering. Mm-hmm. I was reading in St. Faustina's diary regarding this. There's an incredible image she had of two roads. I don't know if we've ever talked about this. Mm. One road is a broad road. The other, a narrow. Does this sound familiar? The broad road she saw with people going down, and it was an easy road to travel. It was covered by sand and with flowers, and it was easy, and it was a life of pleasure. There was music playing, and they were enjoying themselves. And they were walking blindlessly down this road to the edge of a great abyss, this cliff that fell into the abyss of hell. And they were blindly enjoying themselves on this road, falling off this cliff in numbers too great to count. And then she saw another road, a narrow road that was hard and that was difficult, where people were falling down and getting up. It had thorns. These people had tears in their eyes. And he persisted to get up. And they continued down that road until they got to the end of a beautiful, magnificent garden. And upon entering the garden, they instantly forgot all their worldly sufferings. What a beautiful image of heaven. And there's some who are on this road that suffer greatly. Mm-hmm. Why does Jesus allow this? Because there is purpose in everything that God allows, and there's purpose in pain. This is what Jesus said to St. Faustina.
I have need of your sufferings to rescue souls. You are not living for yourself, but for souls, and other souls will profit from your sufferings. Your prolonged suffering will give them the light and strength to accept my will.
So, are you suffering? Do you know people who are? Do you know people who are those victim souls who are offering themselves for the salvation of the world? Jesus is looking for people to offer their sufferings so that people are saved. And this is what part of what divine mercy is. Sometimes we only focus on God's mercy. If we only focus on God's mercy, then it leads us to presumption, to presume everything is okay and God will forgive everything. It's true, God forgives everything, but it is to those who ask forgiveness is granted. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, the extreme is to only focus in on the justice and the punishment of sin. And if we only focus on the justice and punishment of sin, what does that lead to? Well, it leads to despair. And that was the sin of Judas. The real sin of Judas wasn't so much of selling out Jesus. It was his sin of despair, where he did not entrust himself to the mercy of God. So we need both. We need to see there is a serious side to sin. It's an offense to God. But God's mercy is even greater. And victim souls take their sufferings for the salvation of the world to win souls to heaven. Mm. So let's pray for these special people in the world.